Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Lindholm Roofing, Dykstra Home Services, Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank, and PermaSeal. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio on AM 720 WGN. We've got a packed show for you. Also, we've got lunch coming in from Catch 35. So you hear their commercials on WGN all the time. They're bringing in food. We're going to try it out for you listeners and tell you how delicious it actually is in studio at noon. But first, we start every show with Elwood Buddy, how many miles in Chicago? And it's not playing right now, so we're not going to do that. All right, thanks, Bunny, for letting me know.
Do you know the answer to that question?
I know how many miles is Chicago.
How many?
About 98. 312-981, depends where in Joliet you start.
You're in Chicago right now.
Well, I know how many miles, but Elwood, how many miles?
I was asking you.
How many miles is Chicago, where I'm at right now? Zero, because I'm in Chicago. What kind of dumb question is that?
Welcome to Chicago.
312-981-7200. But that's with, have you seen, you don't even know we have a professional, any professional sporting teams here.
What does that have to do with this?
Have you ever seen the Blues Brothers?
No. Oh, I was working. Me and Roy spent our time working.
Roy, have you ever seen the Blues Brothers?
I have.
Yes. Okay.
Did you really?
I had a day off that, remember,
it wasn't raining.
Yeah.
All right, hit it, Benny.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Now I feel whole. I felt a little destroyed to there, Joe.
Unwhole.
I felt unwhole. I feel whole. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Some MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Packed house here today. Lunch coming in from Catch 35 at noon. Looking forward to that. Jen Dykstra, Joe, as you know, we've spoken about her. We've encouraged our listeners to go to home shows to have her sing and dance, and she actually took up the challenge and is in studio. Hi, Jen Dykstra.
Hi.
You are the
president of Dykstra Home Services.
What does that mean?
I'm being bullied to be on the show by you guys. That's what it means.
Bullied. We were encouraging. See, there's a difference. You see, there's a generational challenge that we have, Joe. She considers it bullying.
You think it's generational?
Yes.
Or I don't.
Jen just didn't want to be here.
I think both. But Jen is the president of Dykstra Home Services, which means she cleans up after Rich Dykstra's mess on a continual basis. How long have you been president?
Almost 7 years.
7 years?
Yeah.
All right.
That's long time.
What are you going to be talking about today?
You know, I want to talk about hiring. That's our biggest challenge right now.
Okay. And it's getting a little warm out, so you're getting the heating. You're getting the heat to air conditioning switchover calls.
Yes, everybody needs to get their air conditioner cleaned.
Is your dad going to talk at all today? Do you want to put him on the mic, or just want to take over?
No, I'm going to take over.
All right, your phone number for our listeners want to reach out to
800-421-3220.
Josh Herman, BMO Harris, how are you?
Terrific. Yourself?
I'm great. It sounds better if you talked into the mic. That's even better. You had COVID. How are you feeling?
Much better.
Yeah, you look like you lost a couple of pounds.
Yeah, it was good.
That's good.
All right. Weight loss, a little exercise.
That's good. We're going to be talking CRA. We had an interesting meeting, myself and your boss, Gerald, at the Chicago, the Cook County Land Bank Thursday. Very eye-opening experience. We're going to talk about later in the show and how you're helping black, brown, and women businesses with line of credit to get their businesses up and running. If our listeners want to reach out, talk more to you about those opportunities, what's the best way to reach you?
312-835-1289 or joshua.herman@bmo.com.
And you went to Chicago Culinary Kitchen. I sent the text to Greg Gardbeau as I was driving by. He didn't get back to me in time as I was dropping something off to the Palatine Police Department. I was already on the way home. And you enjoyed a delicious lunch there on Friday.
Yeah, the place is terrific.
It's amazing.
It's luck, you know, it's down the block for me now, so I'll be there.
Hicks
often.
And Hicks. That's Hicks and Lake Cook Road.
Yep.
Yeah, Hicks in the shopping center. Great. Yeah, Joe's been there. Phenomenal.
Any weird item they had on the menu?
Peking duck.
Really?
Peking duck.
Yeah. That was interesting.
At the barbecue shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's amazing. They have the strangest things. I had Captain Crunch crusted chicken.
That sounds so good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so stop by our friends at Chicago Culinary Kitchen at Hicks and Lake Cook Road. Tell Greg and his beautiful bride that we sent you. Mike Houston.
Good morning.
Lindholm Roofing. Huge Bulls fan.
Huge. It was a great game.
You came to the game that DeRozan went off for 50.
It was awesome. Overtime, they were behind the whole game until the last, 3 seconds?
Yep.
And then someone on the Nets committed what I would call a dumb foul.
Yes.
Gave us a shot at the tie, which we did, and then we went on to win in overtime. It was awesome game.
Mike was there with his daughter and her friend, so yep. That was good. And you are the voice behind, I want everybody to know, Mike, this is the voice behind the Lindholm Roofing commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody to also know that doing a commercial is not easy, and sometimes it takes multiple takes. You have to do it.
For you.
For me. Okay. For you and Roy. You guys are one and done. But Mike here as well, you did all those commercials that are running, which are very well done and very well produced in one take.
Yep. It was, I don't know, it was almost easy. Just read what I was supposed to read, and it came out okay.
It should be easy.
I read it prior. You know, I walked into the room next door and just read it and went and recorded, and it worked.
I don't know why it takes you 4 hours to do your commercial.
I have no idea.
You've been doing it for 20 years.
They have to double book.
You fixed your hair for your commercial.
I know. I did good.
Yeah,
I don't know what it looks like, but that's
weird.
For our listeners, what are you going to be talking about today, Mike?
As well as Jen and Rich over here, hiring. We're looking for employees. Materials becoming more plentiful. We got a lot of jobs going on, and we need some help.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you to get a job or to learn more about your company, to get out to check out their roofs. Also, do you do caps on chimneys as well?
Yes.
Okay. What's the best number to reach you?
1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337. Email your resumes and any roofing related questions to info@lindholmroofing.com.
Roy Spencer.
He is a good reader.
He is a great reader. And he's a very neat, organized eater, right? Have you noticed, Roy? Watch when he eats catch 35 today.
No, watch when he eats Skittles.
Well, he doesn't have any. That's why I was going to say.
There's none here.
I was going to say when he has a Skittles, he lines them up in the colors and in different rows.
I do the same.
Very organized. You guys,
do you really?
I do too.
I do.
No.
Yes. Nice. People like me.
Yeah. Oof. My wife makes fun of me. It's hilarious.
Well, so do I.
Well, you know, it's okay. That's what I'm here for.
You're all nuts. You go in, you open it, you put it in your hand, you pop it in your mouth, and you move on.
Absolutely.
Right, Roy?
You're like me. You like surprises, and my taste buds like surprises. I wonder what's coming in here.
Roy likes
surprises.
Okay, you got that, Ben? Roy likes surprises in his mouth. So he just opens up a bag of candy, takes a handful, and pops it in. So, Roy,
yo,
what are we talking about? I like different flavors, and the Skittles have got... I'd rather have the different flavor bursting in my mouth that the Skittles have, the green, the orange, and the red. That's just the way
I would agree.
Yeah, I don't want it. Why do you want all green at the same
time? You're commingling everything. I like to, you know, enjoy each flavor separately.
Commingling. It's more of an enjoyment if you have the surprise on your
tongue.
Yeah, the surprise on your tongue. Roy, over to you. Well, what are you going to be talking about today, buddy?
The theme seems to be it's already worked over about hiring. Of course, we're also looking for people. So I've decided to go a different route, and I'm going to deputize our listeners how to inspect their homes themselves so I can save time consulting stuff. Today I'm going to talk about things they can find for themselves, indications of water seepage or even structural problems.
Deputizing our listeners.
You're making them a sales force out
that's
there.
That's awesome. Yeah. I like that. That's the first time anybody's ever used that on the show.
We don't have to hire anybody. We'll just get the people to do it.
So get your notebooks, and then we'll swear you in, and then we'll deputize you.
Listeners want to reach out to you guys to learn about job opportunities and to get work done now that it's going to be rainy season. We just went through a whole
what the heck
happened yesterday?
Yeah, this is wonderful.
For the love of God, was that on the radar, that 4-hour burst that we got, the 40 inches of rain?
Wow.
I was crazy. Did you get hit yesterday?
No, we were out west.
You didn't get hit?
No.
Up north, we got bombed.
It was big.
Oh, it was bombed.
Yep.
Good. Oh, I mean, that's horrible. Jeez. Sorry. No,
it started like at around 2 o'clock, and it didn't stop until about 5:30.
Exactly.
It was absolutely insane.
Where coming were you? From a roofer, that was
nice. This is drizzling, and nothing big.
Out in Naperville, you got nothing out there.
Well, it was wet, but it wasn't.
Oh, we got hammered up north.
Yeah, we did.
If our listeners want to reach you guys, Roy, how do they reach the tribe?
They can give us a call at 800-421-SEAL, or they could go to permaseal.net.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
You're interested more in Catch 35 Lunch, aren't you?
Well, when you told me that, I got instantly hungry.
Right. We're going to take a quick break here.
But could you send me some bathroom pictures or kitchen pictures?
Yes, on the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Pictures of any of your housing challenges. It could be
anything.
Heating, air conditioning. It could be roofing. It could be seepage challenges. It could be kitchens, baths, whatever you got.
We don't do seepage challenges.
No, Roy does.
I know.
Well, that's why I said seepage challenge. No, not that seepage challenge. 312-981-7200. We got Tom in Naperville. We're going to pick up on the other side of the break. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. Permaseal.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our Permaseal way of doing things, but it starts with
crack.
The entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack. But that's just crack repair. And there may be a crack there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer. Not like a main crack dealer, but you know, like a nice one. Just kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Crack talk with Mr. Permaseal.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy, we love you, buddy.
312-981. You're so taking your reputation down as a professional.
You don't get that on any other show here at WGN. I want you to know that. 312, only here we have fun. 312-981, not that the other shows don't have fun.
No, they don't.
But we have fun at our guest's expense. 312-981-7200. We're going to go quick to Naperville. Tom, you've been hanging on for a long period of time. Then we've got Cliff with a question for Roy. Tommy, what's your question, buddy?
Hey, this feels like we're in Bel Air Beach, Florida, doesn't it?
Sure.
Outside today?
Oh, outside. Yeah, it's great outside.
Yeah. Hi, Daryl. Hey, listen, I got a question for you. On a 10-year mortgage, just a conventional straight mortgage, 4% interest, is there any benefit of paying the mortgage once a week, like you get your paycheck, if you divided your loan up in 4 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
For the month, is there any benefit whatsoever of paying the mortgage once a week instead of once a month? Do you get any kind of discount at the end of the mortgage? Would you shorten it up at all? And are you going to cut off any kind of extra monies that you would have to pay in the 10 years?
Typically, on a biweekly payment, you make one extra payment a year. So essentially, if you want to cut off, and it cuts off 7 years on a 30-year fixed loan, typically, right? So if you take your payment divided by 12 and then just add a little extra. Paying extra every single week, sure, it's got to speed up the payment. Absolutely. It's got to cut it off depending upon how your servicer applies that payment towards your loan. Some servicers wait until you have the whole payment there. Is it an interest-only loan? It says here interest, or is it a fully amortized loan?
Either way.
Well, no, it's a big difference. An interest-only loan, the payment gets applied and your outstanding interest goes down. So you're saying that
it would be beneficial to pay the mortgage once a week instead of waiting the whole month.
Sure. If your servicer is applying the payment right away towards your
balance.
Each servicer is different. So you call the company that you're writing your check to and ask them that question, because if they're holding the checks until they get a full payment, then you're not doing anything. Right? Okay,
yes.
That's what I would do. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy. Great question, Tom in Naperville. Cliff in Chicago, you've got a question for Big Roy Spencer. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I have a six-unit apartment building in Wicker Park, so it's like 1890s vintage. And there's no firewall in the center of the building like on the slightly newer ones. So what's happening, it's on the standard City of Chicago 25-foot wide lot. And what's happening is there's a crawl space, and in the crawl space, there's like a knee wall in the center and that's settling. And so some of the doors aren't closing properly anymore, and the floors in the apartments are slanting towards the center of the building. Is that something that PermaSeal gets involved with, structural?
Roy, I don't know anything about what he just said, but I would think that that's bad.
That is bad. The worst part is we can't help him, not because we don't do structural repairs, but because he lives in the city of Chicago. And it's very, 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 very difficult to get a permit to do structural work in Chicago.
Seriously.
And it has to do, remember when the tunnels flooded?
Yep.
Because they punctured.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the city passed these laws that it has to go through 104 subcommittees to push anything in the ground. And that's what we have to do to push piers to support the house. So we really can't help the man. He has a problem. He has a structural problem. I suggest he maybe talk to a city alderman and see, because honestly, I don't even know anybody who can do. And there's a lot of structural work that needs to be done in the city of Chicago.
So wait a minute. Are you telling me that there are buildings in the city of Chicago that are falling apart because of an event that happened when I took a plane ride? I took a flight out that morning, and I was in God knows where down south, and my brother calls and said, the city's flooded. I'm like, it's a Chicago. What are you, an idiot? And there's no rain. Mm-hmm. And then I turned on the news, and so they punctured a tunnel, mm-hmm. and water came up through all the city. You know, Google it, all you young kids. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So
1992.
Right. I took the blue line to O'Hare that day. So what you're telling me is that because of that episode and the guidelines that they came back with and all the restrictions they came back with, you've got buildings like this guy has, a six-unit building in Wicker Park, that's falling apart, and there's no structural companies that are willing to...
I can't say there aren't any, and maybe if you're politically connected, it might happen. We cannot. You know, it takes... We literally had permits in process, and that happened, and they were over a year. You know, getting approved and things. So it's just not practical for us to do structural work in the city of Chicago.
Wow.
I don't know anybody who does, but I'm sure somebody does because it needs to be done. So he definitely has a structural problem that can definitely be fixed. I just can't help.
Yeah, it's not in your realm. So you got to call your alderman there, Cliff. Good luck, buddy, and hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, man. We got to hit news. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to throw it into the news, traffic, and weather department, and we'll be back after they get done doing what they do.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGN. David.com. I'm totally fascinated. We had a huge conversation here during the break about all the permitting that has to go into getting something done due to the tunnel breach in 1992. For love of gosh, that's crazy. All right, forget about that. Let's move on, Roy. You had a listener heard the show. What should homeowners be looking for? So you want to deputize, right? So a listener of the show called in, said, hey, spring's coming. I want to make sure that my home is, you know, it hasn't shifted or there hasn't been any challenges that happened over the winter. And you want to deputize our listeners to go out there to seek and destroy their structural challenges or any other challenges they might have in their homes that the tribe, as you call your team, at PermaSeal can help.
Well, let's just say maybe seek and identify as opposed to destroy.
All right, destroy might be a little too
just so they know what they're looking
That's
for.
That's what David would do if he found something wrong.
Sell the house.
David would sell the house sell and move, house. Yeah. No, I think you know people need any better excuse to go outside today. But while you're outside, why not look around the yard and look around the house? And there are certain things you can do to prevent problems, to identify problems and things. And they're relatively easy things to do if you know what you're looking for. So one obvious thing, I think everybody knows, well, those downspouts should be extended. Because Mike would tell you there's a tremendous amount of roof of water that comes off that roof and comes down and is concentrated on probably four spots of your foundation. So when that water dumps there continually, it may not even come into your basement, but what it's doing is eroding the foundation and changing the soil saturation, which can lead to structural problems, like the man just alluded to. So that's the real reason to extend those downspouts, to avoid structural problems. So you want to get them at least 10 feet away from the house. Ideally, run them underneath the ground so you don't have this 10-foot downspout that's always or extension always getting knocked off. So look at your downspouts, make sure they're extended away from the house. If you got window wells, we talked about that before. You make sure you get in there, clean out, identify, find the drains, put a drain cap on it, put fresh stone in, and then get a custom cover on it.
Window wells. Every home after what year will have a drain in them?
Probably 1965
okay-ish,
and they should all modern. Even older homes sometimes had them. Either way, you need it because it's just a hole in the ground. Water's going to get into it.
I speak from experience.
You do.
Okay, so get in there, dig down. About how deep did your guys have to dig down? About 2-3 inches?
Yeah, sometimes it's just an inch. It's just covered with, you know, leaves or stone or whatever. So just rake it apart because it's like a sink strainer, and it doesn't take much to clog it up. Sometimes it hasn't been dug up in years, and it's 3 or 4 inches deep. So if you don't see it, keep digging. You get down 3 or 4 inches, you may not have a drain. So.
Guilty as charged. He's looking right at me. but I put the drains in, and it made a world of difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look for grading problems. And when I say grading problems, a lot of people think, oh, my dirt's not high enough. Sometimes it's too high. And they build the dirt up trying to keep water away from their foundation. They build it up over the foundation level. And that actually causes another problem called spillover. And the brick, aluminum siding, or the siding house actually deteriorates, and eventually you're going to get seepage come in over the top of the wall or even rot out your rim joists and things like that. So don't build the dirt or mulch up higher than the top of your foundation. So a lot of times it's just a matter of raking, moving some dirt, and fixing your grading problem. Yard drainage. If you got areas that, you know, you have standing water after hard rain, we may be able to help you with that. So there has to be a low spot we can drain it to, but we can dig trenches and get that, put drainage underneath there. So next time it rains hard, the water doesn't stand there as long. Look for sunken concrete, and I'm talking driveways, sidewalks, pool decks, garage floors, anything. Sometimes that's a telltale problem of a structural problem because dirt's eroding underneath your foundation, and so all of a sudden you're getting a sinkhole or sunken patio there. So it might be a tip off to a potential structural problem. If nothing else, it might just be that the concrete is sunk and it needs to be raised.
Are you getting calls? I would have to think now that we're getting into spring and the ground is starting to thaw that we had a pretty rough winter this winter, that a lot of front stoops are pulling away. Now, is this the time you get those calls as we start going into spring, that more and more of our listeners start seeing that, you know, that separation, that you might be able to come in with the permafoam and jack that back into place?
It's a poly-level system we have of raising concrete, including stoops. But yeah, this is, you know, through the rough winter and the expansion contraction of the soil and things like that. So yeah, we're already getting a lot of calls with concrete that has sunken due to erosion and movement of the soil. And again, we have a system that can just raise that back up without having to rip up and replace it.
How long does that take?
The process is done sometimes in a few hours, sometimes a day. It just depends on how much concrete we're raising and things like that. So,
but it's ready to go as soon as your crew leaves?
It's your driveway. In 20 minutes, you can drive your car on it. It sets up and starts working right away.
That's a lot cheaper than ripping it out and replacing the whole thing.
Well, it's not only cheaper, it's less disruptive, it's more green. But the nice thing is, you know, a lot of times it's just a couple squares. You know, you go drive in your driveway and there's a little bump there. We can raise that up. If you had ripped that up and put new concrete there, what's that going to look like? You got new concrete sitting next to all your old concrete. So it literally looks cosmetically much better than new concrete in most cases.
Got it.
So while you're outside, look up as well. Look at the brickwork in the home. If you see a crack running vertically straight up and down your brickwork, that's a dead tell to a structural problem. The brick is resting on your foundation. If the foundation is moving up and down, that's how the brickwork is going to crack. Sometimes it's just a diagonal step crack, but it's not just a hairline like a bad tuck pointing job, but there's actually a separation, a quarter inch, half inch gap, and that's another telltale sign, so cracking in the brickwork. Another thing, and also the caulking around your windows, you know, caulking deteriorates, needs to be replaced every so many years, but sometimes you actually get a separation, like, wow, that's like a quarter inch, half inch gap on that caulking. Again, that's a tip off that your house is actually moving that way. A big one is fireplaces, chimneys, that actually start to lean away from your house. And you'll see, you can look up, and if you look up, you might see, wow, that chimney is actually tilting an inch or two away from my house. And it is. It's sinking because that foundation has sheared off, and it can literally, you know, fall away from your house.
What about the marble test? Because on a previous show, you had said, just get a marble, because, you know, Joe's got a bunch of them.
I thought and he lost it. Oh,
no, he did.
A marble?
He lost them, I thought.
He did, but he constantly...
I still got all my marbles, but here...
He's on the Marble of the Month Club.
Excuse me.
It keeps coming out.
What would you do with a marble?
We would take it inside, so I was doing the outside inspection. When we get to the inside...
Don't say marble. Use a golf ball.
Okay, well, we're going to take a golf ball inside and set it on your kitchen floor. If it starts to roll on its own... that means your floor is not level. So marble, golf ball, what have you. But if you have floors that are uneven, sometimes people are mopping their floor and there's a gap underneath the baseboard because the mop gets stuck there. Well, that never happened. Well, again, that's probably a tip off that the foundation is sinking. Doors, windows, cabinets that don't open and shut now. Again, when the foundation sinks, it brings the whole house with it. And a lot of times it's one corner of the house, it's half the house, or whatever. So you might see it in some areas and not others. But all these are telltale signs. If you have new cracks in the drywall or plaster, it wasn't there before. That's another
tip.
You
have a problem.
So I'm just deputizing you to identify the problems. I don't want you to go out and try and fix these on your own.
Wow, you just screwed up a lot of people's nice Saturday.
Now, to get them excited.
They were just going to go out there and enjoy the weather.
After you've got your list.
Now they're out looking for cracks.
They're looking for marbles.
And don't forget to go down in your basement and test your sump pump. That's probably the most important thing you can do because we are in the rainy season. We want to make sure our pump is working so that you don't get flooded. And don't just do it today. You have to do it every day because you know how many pumps fail, Joel?
100%.
They all fail. We just don't know when. So that's why you have to test them every day and to make sure you don't get flooded.
Should our listeners take pictures of their outside challenges and send them to you guys? Will you take pictures?
That would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Where should they send the picture to? What's your cell phone number, Roy?
nice try. 800-421-7325. But getting back to the sump pump, of course, you're not going to text every day, but we do have the Basin Defender device that does just that. So you'll have the peace of mind of knowing every day that your sump pump is working.
I want to get one.
I have one, and they are phenomenal.
Okay.
And they work very, very well. And I strongly recommend.
I don't want a text every day that it's working.
You only get a text if there's a problem.
Okay.
And it also monitors the temperature and humidity in your basement. So if humidity gets too high, you might get a text. Hey, humidity level's too high. Mold could start growing. But you'll get a text every time.
Judy would tell me
if your backup pump runs, you're going to get a text. Hey, why is my backup pump running? I didn't have a power outage and things. Mm-hmm. If your pump is running excessively because your discharge line is clogged, you'll get a text that way. So we won't bother you unless there's a problem.
Phone number.
800-421-7325.
This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to take a quick break. Whoops, hang on. Sorry, Joe, I turned your
We've got a Skittle War going on here.
I know. I
know. Do you know this? All colors of Skittles are the same flavor, little known fact.
Okay.
Skittles are all the same flavor. Look, these people are mad.
Okay, we have Kevin McDonough, sales rep extraordinaire, bringing in a one-pound bag of Skittles, and we will try them.
We got something brewing.
I know. We're going to get to the bottom of the Skittle dilemma here, because no other show will crack this case.
Are you kidding?
No other show will take that on.
John Williams would never
stoop this low. Right. He would never waste his airtime to crack this code, but we will.
All right.
These guys over here will put it each one in their special color coordinated, and we special delivery. What's your name, young man?
Ryan.
Well, put him on mic. Let's get him on mic. Ryan.
Here, talk to us.
Come on, Ryan. What's your first and last name?
Ryan McDonough.
Are you son of Kevin McDonough?
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, on coolness, is your dad 1 not cool at all or 10 super cool?
10.
Oh, that's good shot. Good job.
Let's ask Ryan. Are Skittles, are they all the same flavor?
No.
You say no?
Okay, you're going to be the official Skittle taster,
right? Do you separate them when you eat them?
No.
Right? That's a waste of time. Would you agree with that, Ryan?
Totally nutty.
Yes. You just say yes. It's my show. Go with it.
Yes.
Okay, that'll be. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. 720. We're going to get to the bottom. I know. Kevin, he.
Wild berry Skittles?
No, we don't want that crap. I just want the regular Skittles. We're going to have Mike Houston separate them. This
Gummy
is Home
Skittles.
We're going to get to the bottom of the Skittles dilemma. 312-981-7200. MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying that's not my name.
Gooderham. How would you pronounce it?
Ooh, Oder Hummer.
Gooder Homer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-91-7200. What, Ryan McDonough? Was that Ryan?
Ryan.
Ryan? Mm-hmm. Ryan McDonough delivered Skittles that he purchased with his father's assistance, and we have cracked the Skittles caper. Jen is our official show Skittle expert taster. Mm-hmm. So you have opened a box of Skittles. You're sitting next to three Skittle extraordinaire, you know, consumers. Roy Spencer down at the end, it takes a handful, pops in his mouth, which is the right way to do it. And then you have two OCD people next to you, including yourself, that separate it and taste it. What, let's get to the bottom of it. You've separated the red, the green, the orange, and the yellow.
Yep.
And in your professional Skittle eating opinion, are they all the same flavor?
Absolutely not.
Boom.
No.
So, you listener.
See, all these people are saying another one.
I think they all need to go get COVID tested. They have lost their, they can't taste.
I think they need to look at the back of the box.
Smell, right?
Clearly states lemon, grape, strawberry, lime, and orange.
Mike,
clearly.
I told you before, just because you wrote it doesn't make it mean anything.
Oh, never mind then.
If you say it a lot of times over and over, it doesn't make it true.
Right.
Rich has never had a Skittle before, and he agrees.
Absolutely different taste.
This is your first Skittle ever?
My first Skittle
ever. When you talk into the microphone, it sounds better. It's like you've never been on the radio before.
It's my first Skittle ever.
How old are you?
I am 68 years old.
Wow.
In an excellent physical
condition. What candy do you eat?
Brush shoulder. We didn't ask you that.
I love it.
He loves Clark bars.
And I'm handsome, and I enjoy... What do you enjoy?
Clark bars.
Okay, cool.
There you go.
You've never had a Skittle before?
I've never had a Skittle before. Never had a Skittle before today.
Okay, I want to...
And they're different taste, absolutely.
Okay, well, there you go. There's the expert.
Dave, I do think there's a different taste. I couldn't say that that's lemon or that's grape or whatever.
You should get tested.
For a lot of things.
I know.
Okay. So for the OCD panel here, that separate everything into colors, you do the same for M&Ms.
Yes.
Which are the same flavor.
Yes.
Okay, just
have it. Have it. All candy. With the Skittles, I think it's the outside shell that's the flavor. The inside is all the same. That's my opinion.
I agree. But there is definitely a difference in the taste, period.
All right. Does BMO have a good psychological exam on their
yeah,
healthcare?
Yeah, the stuff I had to go through.
Okay. Stuff we still go through.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Wow. See, John Williams, Lisa Dent, definitely Bob Surratt, not touching this.
This is high-level stuff.
There's no shot. They are taking like 4 minutes of their show to break this code like we did here.
So if you can't taste the difference...
Yeah, I mean, you have COVID.
You've got something. You've got a dead tongue.
Yeah.
You want to elaborate on that?
No.
Dead tongue.
Yes, burned out taste buds.
No.
Is that a common in your family, dead tongues?
No, I could taste the difference.
Okay.
But I'm saying the COVID thing is about smell, right?
And taste.
And taste.
Is it taste?
Yeah.
I never lost my smell.
312-981.
I smelled all the way through it.
I'm sure. 312-981-7200. Josh, coming up on the other side, BMO's like, what the hell are we sponsoring this crap for?
Hey, we're here to help. We're helping with Skittles. We're helping with finance, anymore. Whatever you need.
Skittles might want a sponsor.
Yeah.
If we can get a scientist from Skittles here.
On here.
Oh, there you go.
Josh's last show. Right? People in Canada are going, what the hell are they doing? All right, we're going to be coming back out of the break talking about CRA. You're going to be talking about how you've helped a lot of our listeners, women especially, who have women-owned businesses. Jen, apply for credit because you are the president and owner of the company. Your brother's just there for a cup of coffee. We all know that. And we all know that. And your father, we have no idea what the hell he's doing. But we want to dive deep into that because we want to get these resources and this liquidity into the hands of these business owners so they can hire more people and grow their business and help us get us out of what we're in and service more of our listeners. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Benny, are we right up on the break here? Yes, we are. All right, we're going to throw it over to news, the newsroom again. Schwani, hang tight. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break, come back with Josh Herman, BMO Harris, after news, traffic, and weather. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That's WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We had a little snack with Catch 35, which everybody is enjoying, because if we didn't get to it, the people would come out of the woodworks that work here, would like drive in 40 miles to eat. I mean, that's just what radio people do. I mean, they'll eat cardboard from the pizza boxes. So we're going to talk to the purveyors and the chef from Catch 35, delicious food at noon, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Josh Herman, BMO Harris. Let's talk CRA. Let's talk getting money into business owners' hands so they could stimulate their businesses and stimulate their economies and grow their businesses. So what do you want to hit first?
You know, we could start with that. You know, in previous shows, I've talked a little bit about BMO giving $5 billion pretty much for this program for Black, Latinx, and women business owners.
Over a five-year period of time.
Over a five-year period of time. And it's been absolutely fantastic. A lot of new businesses coming out and starting, and we're helping in a number of different ways. Lines of credit, operating for working capital. You know, we're helping first-time home buyers.
Well, here, let me give you guys a shout-out. We hooked up with Pastor Stephen Thurston, Jr. at Salem Baptist Church at 115th and the Bishop Ford Expressway. You guys sent out a crew on Easter Sunday,
yep.
Signed up a number of their parishioners, mm-hmm. business owners, Black business owners, getting the money into Black businesses' hands,
yes.
business owners' hands, just by going to an Easter Sunday service. That if that doesn't show you how underserved those communities are or uneducated about what's available to them,
right?
That speaks volumes of what of the outreach that we're doing between me and your organization and the Black and brown communities that we started in December, and it's finally starting to lay some roots now.
Exactly. And that's why I'm here. It's really getting the word out of how we can help, how we can educate. It's all stemmed from education. Understanding the products and services that are out there that could significantly make differences in people's lives. I just had a women business owner came to me a couple weeks ago that I was able to save her. She was paying $30,000 a month. We got it down to $7,500 a month.
$30,000 a month of what?
On a loan. She had a loan. We refinanced it. We restructured it and changed it.
$30,000 a month.
$30,000 a month. And we changed it. We got it down to, we saved her a ridiculous
$23,000.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those are the things that if you have the education, you understand, and you see the products and services that we provide are just absolutely fantastic.
Well, here, it takes time to build trust.
Yes.
Okay, because yes. I had my first lunch meeting with Santita Jackson, Jesse Jackson's daughter, in December. And we're finally getting into the churches in April, Joe. So it takes that, it took 5 months. Because, listen, and why are we talking about it here? Because if we could redevelop those areas that haven't been redeveloped with the elected officials talking voice, you know, the lips move, but nothing comes out. It's all the same crap. I'm 55 years old. Okay, I've been in Chicago since I was 7 years old, and I've been hearing all of this garbage. We're going to turn this around and that around, and the same brownfields. I was told on Thursday, well, you know, they're under, you know, it takes 20 to 25 years to clean them up. Really? Okay.
No.
I passed those brownfields when I was in the scrapyard when I worked at 127th and Doty in the late 90s. It's now 2022. Let's see. You do the math. It's over 20 years. I'm not an idiot. Okay. Yeah. Let's turn these places around and get the liquidity into the developers' hands so they could turn these neighborhoods around. It's not that deep.
Let's just get it done.
You got to turn the model around because the model everybody's working under, it's not working.
Yep.
Obviously.
You know, BMO has really stepped up to the plate and provided products and services that significantly make a difference. So a quick example, contractor looking for a line of credit. You go to most banks, it's all about collateral. With BMO, we're looking at you individually, how you run your business, how your cash flow works.
Potential of the business.
Exactly, potential of the business, and we lend off of that. And, you know, it's not all about what do you have to secure and collateralize. It's how are you running your business? Are you running a business well? And we're here to support you. If you're not, we're here to help you get back on track as well.
If our listeners want more information, and free consultations.
Yeah, exactly.
Black, brown, white, green, right. Yellow, upside down. I don't care. You know, you stand, you sit, when you urinate, doesn't
Makes
matter.
No difference.
I sit because it's a lot more comfortable. It doesn't matter.
And cleaner.
Yeah. And cleaner. Yeah. Yes.
We just want to help at the end of the day. I mean, that's really I look at the loans that I close, and about 60 to 70% are CRA.
You helped the Italian lady that brought the tiramisu.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
She was working off of cash of a savings
account. That was a great story.
That is a great story. Yep. She listened to it. Janelle went out to look at her factory because she had some bug challenges, right? Some insect challenges.
Right.
So I called. Janelle walks in here and says, hey, this lady loves the show. I call her up 5 minutes before the show. I'm like, load up the truck. She's like, oh, my God, it's David Hochberg. I'm like, yeah, it's David Hochberg. Let's get over it.
I don't remember her saying that.
You know, she did because I was talking
to her.
She
who?
Yeah. She's
who?
Like, she's like, oh, my God.
Hochberg. What is this?
I said, here's what we're going to do. I go, load up the trunk. With your product and get your butt down here. She hung up the phone, came down. Food's delicious. Forget about it, right? We had the orange, the lemon bars, and the tiramisu. And then three months later, you got her set up with a business loan to expand her business.
It's all about network. Plus, I introduced her to distributors. So it's not just coming into the bank and doing one product or a couple things. It's working together and helping each other out. You know, my clients come to me, Josh, I need this, I need that. Do you know anybody? Of course I do. Sure. I know every business there is. Any product you need, you know, and we connect each other and we work together as a team rather than just, you know, what the others are doing.
Phone number.
312-835-1289 or joshua.herman, H-E-R-M-A-N-N, at BMO.com.
Okay, the official BMO policy. Can you please clear this up here from BMO Corporate in Montreal? 224. Yes, David, Skittles are all the same flavor but different colors, just like M&Ms. Could you please give us the official BMO Harris?
100% no. Okay. It's each. I think the coating is different. And the insides are all the same.
And that is the official BMO Harris.
That's it.
Comment on
straight from Canada.
Okay,
but we're going to get a Skittles scientist, like from Skittles manufacturer.
Well, Kevin McDonough is going to reach out to Mars, our sales rep, and get somebody in here to solve this challenge sometime. Mm-hmm. By next Saturday, I think we'll give Kevin 7 days.
I'm going to have to come back the next show.
I think that's enough time. Roy, is that enough time?
That's more than enough.
Give him 5 days and then...
Well, next Saturday.
Exactly.
You should
give
start
him five.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like Mars isn't located locally. It's a local company. Mm-hmm. And with all this airtime we're giving them, for God's sake, they should send somebody down with a huge box of samples.
Yes.
Phone number and email.
312-835-1289, joshua.herman at bmo.com.
312-981-7200. We got a special. We're going to come back with Jen Dykstra. She's been sitting here a while. Benny's got something special for you because we all know how much you love music. We put something together for you, Jen. Just brace for impact. You're fine. It'll be
Whoa.
Fine.
Can't wait.
Welcome to the show.
Fasten your seatbelt. There's a floating device underneath the chair and an air sickness bag right in front of you. 312, it's your dad's hat. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We're going to bring Catch 35 on after the noon break. To talk about all the delicious food we just enjoyed.
Did you like it?
Oh my God! I had a
salmon.
I had a couple of pieces of lobster and shrimp. It's
no
also
salmon?
Improved. Not no. I'm
John.
No.
You had the salmon.
I had the salmon. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that later in the show after the noon. I had the grilled lobster and the beef tenderloin slider. Forget about it. Amazing. 312-981-7200. They have locations here downtown and in Naperville. That is now my go-to restaurant for lunch when I'm downtown. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Benny, you ready? Okay, so we all know Jen loves the Chicago Bears, so we put something in the Super Bowl era Bears. So to welcome you to the show, Jen, this is for you. Go ahead, Benny. Otis Wilson, one of the greatest linebackers, number 55. One of the greatest linebackers.
Like
what's there not to like?
Exactly.
It's one of Jen's favorites. Mm-hmm.
What year was that?
That was 1985.
1985.
That was way... No, what year? Too many. Is what year is that? Too many years. They should have won 4 Super Bowls with that talent. 312-981-7200. We just want to make you feel at home, Jen.
Yeah, well, thank you.
No problem. So let's talk about...
What does that mean? Jen, did you dance to it or something?
Oh, yeah.
No.
She rocks out in her car as she's separating her Skittles at work every day.
I asked Jen. I'm
answering for her. Jen, go ahead.
I was at a home show, and David told all the listeners to come find me, mm-hmm. and that I would do the Super Bowl shuffle for them. It was great.
It just shows you the power of the show.
When I meet David for lunch, you should see how popular he is.
Yeah,
right.
Because Joe tells, go ahead, tell.
So everybody. I just tell everybody in the restaurant.
He gets there a half hour early.
When this guy comes in, just go, "Oh my God, are you David Hochberg?" It takes him a while for the glow to fade, and he figures out that he's been set up.
The swelling of the head to come back down.
Yeah. You think, "Whoa, it's working." This Soto thing is great.
You see what Joe doesn't tell them is to say WGN radio. So when I say, "What station do you hear me on?" They're just like,
"All of them."
Yeah, all of them. Yeah. 312-981-7200. You want to talk about hiring, but the weather's turning. You're also getting calls for switching over from the heater to the air conditioner, because we're going to be in the 80s eventually once this nonsense stops, and you want to get on the docket to get your units cleaned and switched over, I would have to think, as well.
Yeah, today's a good reminder that it's coming. The heat is coming. So, yeah, everyone needs to get their air conditioner cleaned and checked. Now is the time to call us and set it up before we get too busy. Some people wait till it's, 100, and then it's broken, and that's trouble. So just be proactive.
What is there a special going on, a clean and check special? Or are you guys doing anything like that?
Yeah, we have a special right now for $89.50
yes.
Through June 15th.
June 15th, $89.50.
Mm-hmm.
And what goes into a clean and check?
I will sing the Super Bowl shuffle for you.
On the phone or in their basement?
In their basement.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
By the air conditioner.
Next to their units.
Yep.
Are you going to sing it, Rich, or are you going to send your daughter?
I'm going to let my daughter
do it. Okay, there you go.
I think we could take turns.
We could take turns. A duet, yeah.
I don't think anybody wants to hear you sing.
Jen, did you ever put in a furnace or anything?
No.
So what qualifies you to be the president of Dykstra?
Ooh, what a loaded question.
Well, I think her qualification is sitting next to her.
No, it better not be.
No. But you grew up in the business.
I grew up in the business, yeah. So I started like washing trucks on the weekends, and I learned it kind of from the inside out. I had a baby, and 2 days later I was doing payroll. There was no downtime, so I've been doing everything from the beginning. So.
Perfect president.
Yeah, dedicated. She grew up in the business, knows everything. It's kind of like Sarah with Andreas, right? Worked every weekend for dad. Was in there. Mm-hmm. You heard about it around the dining room table, right? And is in there doing all the important stuff to keep the business rolling.
Yeah, so I've had every job except installing and servicing.
What about hiring? You guys are looking for service techs like nobody's business, because
desperately the trades are. I mean, we need people so bad. Men, women, anyone. We'll take anyone.
Is there a training program?
Yeah, I mean, there's schools out there that you can go to, but we have no problem taking someone that is totally green and starting from the beginning, and having them ride with senior techs for a year or two, and they learn the commercial side, the residential side, service, install.
I got a question for you, and this is for everybody. Mm-hmm. What about that high school junior right now who's going into his or her senior year, and college might not be their thing?
Jacob.
Right?
Yeah, we have an employee right now that's his thing. I go to the high schools, the local high schools, and talk to some of the kids about, if that's not what they want to do, if they're, mechanically inclined, then, we can figure it out.
No, you just got to talk straight around into the mic. Is there an internship program over the summer that you guys offer for guys and gals that might want to check out if the heating and air conditioning industry is up their alley?
Yep, absolutely. They can come work with us in the summer. They can start in the warehouse, ride around with the guys, see if they like it. It might be a fit, it might not, but that's the only way they're going to know.
And if they are looking for that opportunity, what's the best way to reach you guys to get a application in or a resume? I would think a high school kid won't have a resume, but to fill out an application, the interview process? Where do they start all that?
Yeah, they can email us at info@dykstrahs.com or go to our website and they contact us, and we have the employment information on there.
So not only experienced installers, but you are looking for that young blood. Every single one of you on the panel today are looking for that young blood to come in and check out, kick the tires. And
yep.
Listen, Roy, you know, you guys have the same opportunities. Joe, you have the same opportunity. Mike at Lindholm, you have the same opportunities. You know, Josh and I in banking, who the hell wants to do that? But, you know, but that's something that a high school sophomore, 16 years old, I would have to think, is the age that... 16, 17 that you guys would hire, Roy? What's your mental?
Yeah, well, my kids started much younger, but, you know, we normally don't want to hire.
We all
six
did.
They're working.
You know, 18 is really what we
18 is what you're looking for?
This is,
okay.
Yeah, substantial work and things
gotcha.
Like that, insurance and things like that. So I think we do have a minimum of 18, but definitely graduating high school seniors and college
sure.
seniors as well. You remember the young man Griffin who called
yeah.
here? He was actually worked for us in the summer, and then he came back after college, and he's doing great for us now. So
Got
we
it.
Have wonderful career
if,
paths.
If our listeners are interested in learning about employment opportunities with Dykstra, how do they get a hold of you guys?
www.dykstrahomeservices.com. Contact us. There's an employment tab there. You can fill that out. Or email us at info@dykstrahs.com.
All right, we're going to come back with Mike Houston from Lindholm. Then we're going to open it up to the panel so everybody could talk and get involved. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're throwing it over to Mike Houston. But, Mike, before you start talking, we have Fred in Buffalo Grove with an estimate question about a new roof. Hey, Freddie, how are you, buddy?
Oh, good morning. How you doing, David?
We're good,
yeah,
Mike.
I wanted to find out what a typical, roof replacement would be on a four-bedroom house in Buffalo Grove.
Mike?
North.
Go, Mike.
There's
go
so
ahead.
Many factors. height, yeah. steepness, layers, difficulty, steep. I mean, it just so many factors. But a four-bedroom home, typically 2,500 square feet of roof, you're looking at $10,000 to $12,000 easy.
$10,000 to $12,000. Okay.
I mean, this is totally sight unseen, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I get it. So you'd have to come out. And then the other factors would be whether or not any of the plywood's got to be replaced. And
sure.
You're talking a tear off. Is this a tear off?
Yes, sir. No, that's
okay.
A tear off.
Okay. And you're not obviously going to know the condition of the plywood until you get there.
So, correct.
Okay.
Do you recommend tearing off or going over the top of the existing?
It always depends. If the surface is solid, they haven't had a history of leaks, the shingles that are on there are not all rumpled and crumpled. Sure, a re-roof is a good cost savings. You still get the same warranty.
Do you still do them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still get the same warranty from the installer. You're not eligible for an extended warranty that you can get from a manufacturer, but you know, you'll save on average 25% to 30% or more on a re-roof because there's five factors you're not using. One is you're not putting on new felt, you're not paying for the labor of the removal and the disposal fees of the old roofing, you're not putting ice and water shield over old shingles, and there's one other thing
we can't think of. Yes, Roy.
Good. I just want to point out that a couple things came up here. The guy started off asking, well, how much? Because that's everybody's customers.
You know, number one thing.
Number one question, how much? But then it came out, well, it depends. And then Mike was saying, well, once we get the roof off, then we can assess the plywood. So honestly, it sounds like the biggest factor is the credibility of the contractor, which is really more important because you might get a real low price from a real bad person or a company. And so I think that's really when you're looking for a contractor is choosing the right company because there's so many factors that and there's shortcuts that can be taken or not be taken that
in any industry,
not aware,
in
any contractor field. So I think that's really the first question. And you know, of course, price is important, but I think even more important is the quality of the company.
But you're really exposed in roofing. I mean, you've got guys out there with a ladder that are installing roofing.
Mm-hmm. Right, walking all over your roof.
I'm going to go about getting an estimate then. Yeah, obviously, I've got to have the estimate. So
can somebody set that up for me, or what number would I call?
David, you know what? We'll call you, or I'll call you after the show if you just leave your information, or you could simply call 1-888-4-ROOFER. That's 1-888-476-6337. Leave all your information, and someone that will get a hold of you on Monday, I'm sure.
Okay. I don't need to be home, right?
No, sir, you do not.
Okay.
Hey, Fred.
I appreciate the information. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Fred, are you home now in Buffalo Grove?
Yes, I am.
All right. Can you walk around your house, snap some pictures, and then text it to us on the MegaPros text line, 312-981-7200, so Mike can look at it?
Oh, yeah, I could do that. Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, get on outside.
That's
enjoy
a great
it.
Idea.
And then Michael's saying, that's not 10 to 12 grand.
That's 50.
15, 20.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, hang on, Fred.
From like all four sides of the house? Or
yeah.
What, is that
perfect. Sides? Yeah, all four sides of the house. Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
And where in Buffalo Grove do you live, Fred? Off of Dundee or Lake Hook?
I'm right by the golf course Arboretum, just north of 22 by Mariano's Buffalo Grove Road.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure you know it. Dave, you're off of Dundee, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, I'm Dundee and Landwehr. And the police chief in Buffalo Grove is Cass Stevens. Very sloppy eater, but nice guy.
Hey, we love our Buffalo Grove police.
Yeah, we do.
They're doing a spectacular job.
They do a great job, especially when I'm speeding on Lee Cook Road. All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy. 312-981-7200. But talk, Dykstra comes across this all the time. Joe comes across it all the time. Roy comes across it all the time. Josh and I come across it all the time. Well, I could get 4.875. Yeah, but you're going to pay $8,000 more in closing costs. Nobody factors that. It's not about the rate. It's about the monthly payment. Dykstra goes up against that all the time. Oh, yeah, you clean a check for $39 and they don't check or they don't clean, right? It's a scam. So everything has got the first thing, Roy, like you said, is how much. It's not. It's what you get for what you're investing in the job.
And who you're working with.
Well, and your mic's off or something.
And who you're working with.
I shut it off.
You shut it off?
I could do that.
Did you shut it off or did I shut it off?
I must shut it off.
What the hell?
I'm nibbling on Skittles. I don't want to hear crunching.
Don't touch the buttons for the love of God.
Are you still eating Skittles?
Right,
he hasn't stopped.
Five different flavors, period.
Here we go.
We're done with that.
No, we're never done with that. But obviously, but that's important, Mike. There's different factors in every single one of our industries. There's different factors that go into make up the investment that goes into the jobs that we do.
100% agree.
100% agree. And Joe, you've spoken about it, okay? Yeah, I could do a basement for that, but guess what? You're not going to get the quality job. They're going to leave the place dirty. You're not going to get the high end.
There's so many different things.
So many different
things. And
variables.
That's what Roy said, is that the credibility is essential no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, we often see people, I got a friend that's going to put it in.
Yeah.
And I always tell him, when he changes his cell phone number, he's out of business.
Yep.
That's it. You're not going to be able to get a hold of him. It breaks in the middle of the night. Good luck.
How long have you been doing, how long has Dykstra been in business?
96 years.
Roy, how long has PermaSeal been in business?
Wow, you don't even look that old.
I do.
Thank you.
Just 43.
43.
And I do look that old.
Joe, how long have you been in business?
43. I don't want to be in competition with Roy, but actually 43.
43 years. Wow. Mike, how
Since
long?
1949.
1949. Josh, how long have you been a banker?
Oh, 25 years.
I've been doing this 21 years. Okay.
Oh, you're a baby.
I'm a baby. I'm the baby of the bunch, but that's
seriously,
okay.
21's nothing.
Hey.
You haven't even cut your teeth yet.
But it was like two centuries. There's like 2 centuries of experience right here.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Okay. You could get cheaper done anywhere. Okay. You could get cheaper done anywhere, right? You might get an HVA unit from 2001 that fell off a truck.
Right.
Okay, that's been sitting in the back of a shop.
More importantly than cheaper, you can get hurt if you choose the wrong guy.
Yep.
Hurt financially from liens and all this other nonsense.
Safety.
There's a place by us that's installing used equipment,
and the consumer doesn't know it.
No,
the consumer just thinks they're getting an HVAC unit. And Mike, the safety issue alone. You're hopping on people's roofs, for the love of God.
There's a lot of OSHA regulations that we all have to follow. Mm-hmm. And
insurance,
liability, we pay a lot. We're up on a roof. So, you know, someone falls down changing a kitchen sink, you know, they might hurt their arm or shoulder. You fall off a roof, that might be it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, might be it. How long have you been doing roofing?
22 years.
How many roofs, in your estimation, have you been on over the past 22 years?
Oh, my God.
Tens of thousands?
15,000 to 20,000 roofs.
15,000 to 20,000 roofs. And I'll give you an example. When we were selling, my partner Barry and I were selling 1141 West Randolph, the buyer came in and said, we want a new roof. I'm like, sure, and I want a new Lamborghini. It doesn't mean you're going to get a new roof, but it's safe to ask. Called Mike up. We went out after a show. It was a gray, crummy, wintry, crappy, slushy day. Climbed up the back steps, went on the roof. What did you say?
I told you needed some repairs up here.
Right.
You didn't need a new roof.
Right.
It was in good enough condition to fix it.
Sell the Lamborghini and get a new roof.
And I think that's exactly what happened. Am I correct?
You're 100% correct. I said Mike Houston with 20-plus years of experience, Lindholm Roofing, walked it, and here's his estimate to make it right. Okay, we'll put some silver paint on there and some whatever other crap we had
mastic
to put on there.
Mastic and sealant and modified bit here and there, and that roof is watertight, and it might even still be up there.
I'm sure
speak.
It is.
And this is, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you could ask for anything you want as a buyer. Doesn't mean us as a seller have to give it to you. Mm-hmm. Okay, and like, hey, here's the estimate. You want to put a new roof on it because you want to put a deck and make it all sexy and pretty and everything. Knock yourself out. We're not putting a new roof on it, right?
The reason that estimate held up is because of your credibility also, though.
A lot of it has to do with that, sure.
Right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. 312-981-7200. Benny, cue it up. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call. Text and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
And Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200.
This is a good show. I don't care what people say.
Who says it's not?
I don't know.
Judy?
Judy's a fan almost sometimes.
Sometimes, except when it's on at 3 o'clock. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Mike, you wanted to cover another topic before we hit the break.
Well, I just want to make mention that Lindholm Roofing is hiring for outside sales representatives or project managers and also office staff. Good company, been in business since 1949. I myself have been there for 22 years. We have three office staff girls that have been there for 20 plus. I've known them a third of my life. Hmm. Patty, Annette, and Rose.
Do you know your wife that long?
No. Ex-wife?
No, I don't. But anyway, we're looking to hire, and I like your reference to taking that junior or senior off the street and bringing them in. I know that I can take someone, and I'm doing most of the training with my co-manager, Dean, but I know that I can take a kid off the street, teach him a trade, and he could go run with it for life. And
absolutely,
we're doing that now. We have a kid that came in, 29 years old, but we hired him, and he's just 3 weeks into his training. He's already made some sales. He's already making money. We do offer paid training. We do offer some benefits, both health and 401k. For sales reps or project managers, it's a flexible schedule. We provide leads. It's not like you have to go knock on doors. It's a good company to work for. And we're proud to be hiring and offering positions to people out there that might be interested.
Mm-hmm. What number should our listeners call if they're interested?
So 1-888-4-ROOFER. That's 1-888-476-6337. Or please email your resumes to info@lindholmroofing.com. We will respond.
You will respond.
We will respond.
All right, we got Bob in Lake Zurich with a question for Dykstra. We got like 2 minutes before the break. Fire it off there, Bobby. What's up, man?
Hi, how are you? I love your show.
Well, thanks.
Listen, I'm calling about vent cleaning in the house. I've got like 12, 14 vents. We did a lot of construction about 5 years ago before we moved in. I cleaned them myself, but I think I need a professional.
You do
any
need a professional.
Any idea what I'm looking at? And I've read a bunch of horror stories about how messy it's left and unprofessional afterwards. Can you give me any comfort
that
can get done properly?
So I want to set the stage here. Bob did some work in his home 5 years ago. He stuck his vacuum cleaner down the vents, which is a backwards way of doing things on a professional. Yep. He just got, you know, surface area, but he didn't get the whole system. What's he looking at?
He's looking at $495. We'll come out and clean the entire system. It's a special that we offer WGN listeners. Normally it's $595, and we will come out and do it for $495. That's per system. So if you have two furnaces, it'd be times two.
How many systems do you have, Bob? How many furnaces?
One. It's about a 2,000 square foot townhome on three levels.
How long does it take?
It'll take about 4 hours.
You got 4 hours to get it professionally done for about $500 there, Bob?
You bet.
All right.
Absolutely. All right. Absolutely.
Have you had any health challenges because of all that schmutz in your ductwork?
I got to tell you, you know, being cooped up in the winter, even though I walk every day, I got to tell you, it just that inside air is. Remember what my grandfather said? He hated to be inside in the winter.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. So I think I got to have it done, is it going to leave a lot of dust and
none at all?
None at all.
None at all. No.
Will you show Bob all the schmutz you get out of his ductwork?
Absolutely.
Hey, Bob, can we show your schmutzy ductwork versus after it's done?
You can do it before and after. I'd absolutely love it.
All right, there you go. Okay. Be like a colonoscopy of his ductwork.
All right, we'll take care of that.
And you don't even have to have the barium. But Bob, have you ever had that?
And no anesthesia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I like the anesthesia. Age and I've had it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. They tell you to be by a toilet because it's like a freight train in an hour. 59:10. If you're not by the toilet, you better have a good grip and run. Because I'll tell you what, at that 60-minute mark, here comes the freight train. All right, I don't know what this has got to do with duck cleaning, but I thought it was appropriate. All right, hang out for your Mr. Any chance I get a barium opportunity, you got to jump on that. Hang on, Bob.
I liked it.
It makes sense. Bob, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Coming back after the break, the cook and owner of Catch 35 that we were able to enjoy a delicious lunch. And we're going to talk about their business after these messages. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. If you got any questions, keep the texts coming. Keep the calls coming. We had a delicious lunch, Roy Spencer, from Catch 35. Rich Dykstra is still eating. We ran out of food, and he's licking the cedar planks from the miso salmon out there. I've never seen a man almost devour a cedar plank that gave. And I never want to see a man do that again. It's kind of very uncomfortable.
Is it wrong?
I don't know. It's just very uncomfortable. You walk around the corner, and you're doing things to cedar planks. I don't ever want to see a man do with cedar planks. So we've got the chef and owner in here, Eddie Sweeney. How are you, Eddie?
I'm great, thank you.
You made everything that we just devoured.
I did. I made part of it, and I told other people to make the rest.
That's yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
Who made the lobster?
I did that.
Was that amazing?
Yeah.
So, good. All right, let's talk about Catch 35 first, and then we'll dive into the food, which was, forget about, amazing. You have two locations.
Yes.
One in Naperville, one downtown. I've got the addresses here, but why don't you share it with our listeners?
35 West Wacker in Chicago, and then 35 South Washington in Naperville.
I want to tell you, my anniversary is May 5th, and my mom passed away at the end of April a couple of years ago. And I was kind of in I was in a state of mind, not too great. And then my wife's like, where do you want to go? And she's like, you know, it's her anniversary. I'm like, fish. And we went to Catch 35. It was the first restaurant I went to about 4 years ago. It was prior to COVID, and had an amazing meal. And we're going to go back this in a couple weeks for our anniversary. We're going to come down and go back to the place because it was that special. After my mom died, that's where I went. She wanted seafood, and I'm like, okay, I got a great place downtown. This was 4 years ago, prior to even
nice.
Meeting you guys. Great restaurant, amazing layout that you guys have. So how long have you been in that location downtown?
Downtown since 1990.
Right. And you guys do live jazz there as well?
Live jazz, yeah.
So you've got 35 West Wacker in Chicago, mm-hmm. and you've got a facility that Roy frequents a lot in Naperville. What's the address there?
35 South Washington.
Kind of convenient.
Yes, it works out.
35.
Easy to remember.
Easy to remember. Catch 35. And your specialty is fish, and there's a ton of ads running during the week to get to bring awareness to your restaurant. And we love bringing awareness to locally owned businesses, especially restaurants, because they got whacked during COVID.
Yes.
And we want to get our listeners back out to support these family-owned businesses and eat delicious food. Let's talk about the different types of food. Catch 35, you would think it's a predominantly fish place, but you've got a variety on the menu.
We have eight or nine fresh fish on the menu all the time, but we also have some very approachable items, like we have a kung pao chicken, we have short rib, everything from short rib sliders to king crab legs is on the menu. It's very... You'll have a group of people, and there's something on the menu for everybody.
We had the sliders, right?
Yeah.
The what exactly are they called?
The short rib sliders.
Josh is a meat eater.
Yeah.
Right? He's a caveman. He basically hunts, kills his own cows, and just devours them like old school cavemen do. And those sliders, Josh, in your professional opinion?
Very good. Very good. Everything was terrific.
Amazing.
I'll definitely be coming by with the wife.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent.
Hours of operation?
In Chicago, we're open for lunch 5 days a week, and then roughly 11:30 to 9:30 at night.
Roy, you frequent the Naperville.
Actually, we've been to both, and I have to say, this is unsolicited, but I would say the word I associate with Catch 35 is consistency.
Yeah.
Consistent excellence.
Yeah.
And it's always, like I say, we've been to both, and no matter when we go, and we've gone for a period of years, we used to be tied in with the theater district, and we'd go down to the theater,
yes,
and
exactly.
We'd walk over here. It was always, not just the food was always excellent and is, but the service and the ambiance, I got to tell you, downtown here is amazing with
right.
the piano bar and things like that. So, yeah, you definitely got to check it. I love your word, approachable menu. It really is. There's something on there you're going to like, and it's always excellent. So.
Yeah, it's a great pre-theater spot here in Chicago.
Yep.
And right around the corner.
And the price point is spot on. I mean, you could get in and out for a reasonable amount of money. It's not like you're walking in and spending $300-$500 a couple on dinner. I mean, you could get in and out and get an amazing meal for what you would get at any other great restaurant. Because sometimes you think seafood, oh, it's so expensive. And what is? It's market rates. Okay, it's like we talked about earlier, right? If you want crappy food, yeah, it'll be a little cheaper, but you're getting fresh stuff on a continual basis.
Yeah, I mean, we get our fish in 6 days a week from air freight from Boston, a lot of it. All the steaks are here from the Midwest, and I mean, the ribeye is amazing. The seafood is super fresh. When you have high quality ingredients like that, you really don't have to do much to them to make them great.
If you are thinking about this is for the businesses that are still doing lunches, right? If you're going in or having a lunch meeting or having a lunch, you know, you want to take clients out for lunch, better to call ahead to make a reservation, or are you still taking walk-ups? Are you still busy at lunch?
You can do either one. I mean, if you're spontaneous, just walk right in. It is very simple to make a reservation nowadays with all the apps out there. But yeah, for lunch, you can probably just walk right in.
All right, May 5th, I'm going to make a reservation right now for my wife.
Okay.
And I would like, because what you did, you did the nice dessert with the happy anniversary and the chocolate.
Yep.
Well done. And I'll tell you what, after you lose a parent, you're kind of down in the dumps, right? It's a pretty rough time. And that night kind of turned the switch, and that was the first restaurant that I went to after my mom's passing.
I love that we're a part of that story.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And it was weird that Kevin's like, Catch 35. I'm like, I got a great story for the radio.
Nice. And I'm working on a Skittles dessert for you guys.
Oh, please don't.
Well, hang on. If you do, you got three OCD people here, right? Okay, Jen, you got Josh, and you got Mike. So if you're going to do it, and then you got Roy and Joe and I, and you got the rookie virgin over here, you know, Skittle Eater, Dykstra. So you need one with all of them thrown together. So people like Joe, Roy, and I really don't care. And then you got the OCD crowd over here that you got to have the red, the purple, the green, the yellow, and the orange, or else they won't order the dessert. I'm just trying to help you sell more dessert.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep them separate.
Not a problem. Not right. a problem.
We should ask the chef about the flavors.
That's
perfect.
See?
Personally, I opened the fun size bag and dumped the whole thing in my mouth. But
thank you.
I am familiar that I do know that they all taste different.
Okay.
There you go.
That's coming from a chef.
There you go.
Same thing with Lifesavers, too. Yep. Those little packets. Yep. You just put the whole thing in your mouth.
So 224 and 815, stop texting, all right, about telling us that they all taste the same. I'll tell you what, let's bring Sammy on here. Sam's the owner, right? How long have you owned this wonderful establishment?
Catch 35 Chicago, over 30 years now.
30 years.
30 years. And downtown Naperville, over 15 years in downtown Naperville.
What's the biggest change that you've seen in the past 30 years in the shop downtown Chicago?
Oh, that's... if we can just start with the last 2 years.
Yeah, right. It's crazy.
It's been a crazy time for the restaurant industry.
Right. But you made it.
We made it, and our menu now reflects that.
Right.
We've changed, and like Eddie was saying, it's more approachable. We have a lot more options for a lot more different type of demographics.
People, food allergies and all that stuff, you guys are all up to speed on all that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, the vegan and the... And
everything.
The,
that's all day.
Every
all
day.
All day taking care of people like that.
You know. My wife, Sharon, asked, do you guys do catering and events?
We have. I think it depends on the what from situation to situation. Okay. What kind of party are you looking for? You thinking?
If it's Sharon, ask them if they do this.
If it's Sharon, it'll be big and expensive.
Yeah,
so
thanks.
We'll work on it.
Absolutely. And she'll want crab legs, and she'll want lobster tails. Forget about it.
Right.
No hot dogs wrapped up in phyllo, which is what I would start with personally. Sharon's going with the lobster tail and the shrimp cocktail the size of your foot. That's what she's looking for. I think they're called prawns.
Yes.
Okay. So if our listeners want to reach out, great job, guys. The food is delicious. I strongly recommend you hear their commercials on WGN, the John Williams Show, all throughout the day. If you're in Naperville, if you're in Chicago for lunch or dinner or want to go grab a drink after work, you go to 35 West Wacker in Chicago, right? Make reservations, or go to 35 South Washington in Naperville. You have phone numbers that our listeners could call to make those reservations off the top of your head?
Yeah, Chicago is 312-346-3500, and Naperville is 630-717-3500.
And if they say Home Sweet Home Chicago, you'll give them a personal hug when they come in?
Yeah, free hugs.
Free hugs. And Sam,
I'll be in the Naperville location.
You'll be in the Naperville location dispensing hugs, and Sam will be dispensing hugs downtown.
Correct. Bags of Skittles, too.
Perhaps. Bags of Skittles, bite size. And if you see these three walk in, just make sure you already have it separated because they're out of their minds. We want to thank you guys for the lunch, for coming down and opening our eyes to your wonderful restaurant.
Great.
Thank you so much for having us. All right. I appreciate it.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with Roy expanding on his idea of having our listeners interview our expert owners of the company to see which company you want to work for. Little twist, Joe, what we talked about during the break after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I know these are, high-class problems.
Do you upgrade to the package where the spotlight follows you?
I have that.
What do you mean, like a movie star thing?
Yeah, like...
No, it doesn't
David
follow
me. Hopper's in the pool.
I'm looking good now. I have to admit, I look good in the bathing suit.
I'm sure you do.
I look better than Jabba the Hutt that I did last year at this time.
I know, but it's not worth the spotlight.
No, not at all.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Roy had an idea. Roy, why don't you share your idea with the class? Because we are interested in helping our listeners get jobs. And every single one of the service providers in this room right now is looking for employees. So what is your idea, Roy? And I think it's a great idea. Joe doesn't, but we're going to implement
it. I didn't say that.
Go ahead. I know. I'm making that up.
I'll put a disclaimer out there. Again, I'm a visionary, not a detailed person. But I do see this is the first time in history that there are more jobs and there are people. It's never happened before, and that's the state of the art today, and that's why we're all here trying to recruit. We're trying to find especially young people who want to come into the trades, our business, and we're competing with each other. So I thought it might be fun to have kind of like an inverse thing where instead of somebody you're interviewing multiple people, which one am I going to select? We'll have the person interview multiple companies, which one am I going to select? And it'll give us an opportunity to kind of tell, well, here's why it's great. PermaSeal is a great place. Here's our career path. Here's our benefits, blah, blah, blah. And so if we can find somebody who's already oriented and open to, exploring coming into the trades, and then just have them interview us, and we can tell our stories. And
I think it's great if I get to talk to him first.
That's okay. I'll talk to him last, so we're good.
No, I'm saying without you guys.
So if you are interested, if you are interested in a job, you could call me at 855-56-DAVID. It's an 800 number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's 855-56-DAVID, which is 855-563-2843. All right. And if you're interested in roofing, we'll send you over to Mike. You're interested in learning more about PermaSeal, we'll send you over to Roy. Building homes, Joe. if it's HVAC, if it's flooring, whatever you want. We've got experts here that could put you in the right direction. We'll go that one direction. If you're interested in interviewing our panel of experts to see which job is for you and come on the radio and have a set list of questions. We're not just going to throw it against the wall. You'll have to show me the questions that you want. We will invite you into the studio, Joe, and then they could interview all of the experts and then make...
But you could send your grandson, your son...
Yes, 100%. Nieces and nephews.
Nieces and nephews.
Yeah. And uncles and whatever you got. If you're looking for a job, here's what I know. Josh, chime in here. Everything that everybody buys...
Why did he perk up when you said that?
I know.
It was almost like he was dozing off.
I know. Well,
whoa,
yeah.
He's talking
well,
to me.
Sure. Well, he was thinking about the catering bill that his wife's putting together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now what? Everything is getting more expensive. Interest rates are going up.
Yep.
The cost of everything is more expensive.
They're going to raise prime soon, again?
They're talking anywhere from a half a point. I saw up to a full point. Maybe to slow things down.
Yeah.
He almost slipped there, David.
What's that?
When you said he's going to kick the interest rates up, he was ready to say hopefully.
Yeah. No, well, yeah.
He's going to let it hopefully come up.
Well, hopefully not.
It's not like the bankers. It's not like we want higher interest rates. No,
I want lower interest rates.
Trust me, we want lower interest rates, but it's going to get people that listeners that are sitting on the sidelines off the bench to get back in to make more money to buy these goods and services because there's only so much money to go around. And
every manufacturer I'm talking to, everything is going up significantly on not a yearly basis, not in the semi. It's like monthly almost. I mean, we were just talking about this a little earlier. Roofing cost, the material goes up.
Well, Roy increased his cost on April 1st. He ran those ads, right?
So did we.
There was only so much time that you could hold the line. Dykstra was telling me every quarter.
Every quarter.
Yeah.
Every quarter, the cost of an HVAC unit has gone up in the past 2 years.
We've had last year's 31%. So far this year, I think we're at 17%.
17%.
We've had two increases this year already.
4 months into it.
Yep.
So it's going to cost more money. It already has cost more. It already costs more money. On a $300,000 mortgage, you're paying $400 more a month than you did on January 1st.
Yep.
Okay, if you go to refinance or buy a home right now, that mortgage on a $300,000 mortgage costs you $400 more a month. Okay, that gas to put in your gas tank is now costing you $380 more a month if you have two cars and you throw in a tank in every single month, every single week. Okay, yep. So people, Josh, are going to have to come, listeners are going to have to come in off the bench, get a part-time job. It was funny, Sarah Andreas is here. We were talking about affordability of homes last weekend. And she's like, well, what are young people supposed to do? I'm like, here's what they're going to do. I'm going to sound like, the old guy. I walked 10 miles to school. I'm like, here's what I did 30 years ago when I bought my first house. I worked a part-time job on the weekend waiting tables, and I made $500 a weekend. You know what? You get a part-time job at a restaurant right now.
Yep.
And you can pocket that $500 a weekend that I put in the bank to save for my down payment on my condo at 2800 North Lakeshore Drive.
100% correct.
While I had a full-time job traveling around the Midwest as a full-time scrap trader, driving 3,000 miles a month or 5,000 miles a month in and out of foundries and steel mills.
Yep.
That's what it's going to do. And then everything will come back to somewhat, I don't think we'll ever get back to normal, but it's a new normal that we all have to work in.
Yeah. So one thing if I could throw out there, consolidate your debt now.
Okay, we'll talk about that more after the break. We got to hit a break because we got the people, we got Kevin in the newsroom who didn't do the barometer last time. It'd be nice if we had a barometer reading, Kevin. 312-981-7200 is AmeriCorps call, text and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If you want to take us up on being having the opportunity to interview business owners, local family-owned business owners for job opportunities in studio, on air, give me a call at 855-563-2843 or send me an email. David@56david.com, and we will get you vetted and on the air. But first, my daughter Carly's birthday is on the 25th, and she just hung up. So that's great. So we need to call her back.
Is that the first time she ever hung up on you?
No.
Okay.
She's pretty good.
That's a daily occurrence.
It's the first time that she hung up on me while you were eating Skittles on the air.
I know. I just put them on my mouth. Real
estate show. Carly Hochberg, how are you? Carly? Okay, we don't have Carly. We're going to wait for Carly to figure all that out. Benny, we don't know why I can't bring Carly on here. One, two, three. Hey, Carly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's your birthday on the 25th. I didn't forget. That would be Monday,
Roy. I'm glad you didn't. Yeah.
Yep. You're going to be 19.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
My little baby's 19.
Oh, boy.
My little girl just turned 20.
Yeah.
Just 2 days ago.
How happy are you, Carly?
Well, I'm studying for a final, so I'm thrilled.
All right, let's do the happy birthday to Carly, everybody. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carly. Happy birthday to you. Love you, sweetheart.
Love you.
All right, bye.
That was so enthusiastic.
Love you. Enthusiastic as the thrilled was.
Yeah, about studying. Yeah. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Tell Grace which one you like. Yes, Joe.
I'm going out to dinner with my granddaughter Emma.
Yeah,
for her birthday tonight.
She is as excited as my daughter was.
I hope she was listening just
now. Okay, there you go. Right. Happy birthday, Emma. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Dykstra wanted to ask if anyone on your panel has knowledge of Mitsubishi cold climate heat pumps, electric question mark, looking to replace a 25-year-old unit from the 815 area code.
Yes, we can take care of that for him.
Okay, there
absolutely.
You go. 815, there you go. 847, I didn't know you could do food porn on the radio, Taxi Driver Bob. If anybody could do it, it's us, Joe.
I know. I didn't know there was such a thing, but I'm in.
I don't know. I think
that was hard.
Not yet.
Don't have to ask him. Don't have to ask him twice. 312-981-7200. WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Larry from Naperville called to see if it is better to pay off his house early. Yes, it's better if you can afford it. So talk to me about cleaning out vents. How long does it take? What's the process? It
takes about 4 hours. We send a truck out. We set up a vacuum that pulls all the dirt outside. We do one register at a time, and then we do the main trunk lines on both the supply and the return. And it takes about 4 hours to do the job right.
The gentleman who called with did work on his home 5 years ago with all the dust and the schmutz, and he thought he cleaned it out. He didn't clean it out.
Didn't clean it out at all. He got the first 3 feet. And two, you really want to do it if you're buying a new home, because right. You don't know what schmutz is in there from the other people.
But, Rich, you run that whip through it, right? Which is different than a lot of the guys out there.
It's like it just beats everything off the walls, gets it completely loose, and then we take it outside.
Josh, you just got done renovating a home in Lincolnshire.
Yep.
Have you had your ductwork done?
Partially, but no.
Okay.
I'm planning on calling them after the show.
How about your colonoscopy?
Yes.
All right. Good.
Are you clean?
Do not call us.
Sharon jumped right on that one. Get down there and set that up.
I think a duck whipper with Josh would be a good thing.
Yes.
So do I. He's a banker.
I know. You need a lot more barium. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Leave it alone. We got another 17 minutes. Let's just get to the finish line without getting kicked off. Dean Richards is warming up. You know, they just blinked. He's like Genie. They blinked their eyes, and Dean Richards is in there.
Where's Hackberg?
Magically, Dean Richards is here. Never be seen again. 312-981-7200. Why is it important? Why should our listeners care about what you're doing with the Black and Brown and Latinx community, getting the money in these business owners' hands? Why is it? Why should the WGN listener give two beans about it?
You know, it's showing that we're out there helping, and that's really what it's all about. Is we're not just every other bank out there. You know, we really care about the communities. We really care about the education and helping our listeners understand that we can help. And it's all about the education, like I've always been saying. At the end of the day, we're here to help. We want to help you with your financial goals and financial progress and save you money at the end of the day.
You have to start from the bottom up instead of the top down because putting money, what I learned in this meeting Thursday is that, you know, you're talking throwing around millions of dollars in all these different programs. And I guarantee you give me $10 million. You give me $10 million, I will turn around 10 different underserved neighborhoods within a year.
Yeah.
Okay, I talk to these Black developers who all they want is to make a little money. Joe is making $50,000 on a $300,000 home that out of line in this market if you're a contractor?
No, they need to know. We talked about it. Yeah. But they need to know that there is something in it for them. No yeah. question.
And there's yeah. a profit at the end.
Absolutely.
I mean, why have all this money go to the home buyer when the black business owner development? And why should WGN listeners care? No. Because we've been talking about these same areas with crime and upheaval and everything and how it hasn't been turned around. I'm tired of listening to all the elected officials talk out of their rear ends. Tell you what, you could talk to take all the credit. Just get the hell out of the way. Give me $10 million. Yeah. That's all I'm asking for, right? All these big banks are throwing around $10 million. Oh, we dropped it to this organization. How'd that work out?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. You still have the same freaking problem.
Let's make some real change.
Give me $10 million. Okay, and I will account for every single penny, and I will turn these neighborhoods around single-handedly.
With these programs we have out there, I can't tell you how many small businesses that we've helped start that became mid-sized and some large.
Sure.
And that helps everybody.
If
that
you put 20
people, that services, products and services are out there more of it, more readily available, it's a win for everybody.
If you put 20 new houses in an area that's underserved and undeveloped, you've got 20 families in there, they're going to need a place to buy food, they're going to be a place to go for their dry cleaning, they're going to need a place to get their hair cut and their nails done and whatever else, you know, you're gonna need an oil change
grocery store, and we help with all that, and that's what it's about. It's about, you know, how we could help the community, how we could help the people, education wise and really let's change
things. It's not that deep. You go to black developers and tell you what, you don't think there's a market, the first 20 homes you're going to build, we're going to build in a profit of $50,000, build a great home, we'll bring you the buyers, and boom, you got a market. You got 20 homes sold, exactly. And you created a market. If our listeners want to reach you, where do they go?
312-835-1289 or joshua.herman@bmo.com.
I got a question for you, Mike Houston, and also for you, Roy Spencer, and also for you, Joe Hogle, after these messages.
All three of us at the same time?
Nope, different questions. 312-981-7200, MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete.
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
on here. He looks like a wretch.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm not perfect. I have challenges. Appreciate them being brought up on the show on a continual basis. I got to have thick skin. 312-981-7200.
If it's that, if it gets really thick, it's called a hide.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Mike Houston, what is the cost difference between replacing a roof with steel versus shingles, 1,000 square foot, single family ranch, one layer shingles currently?
You're looking at around triple the cost for steel. Standing seam, pre-painted, Class A fire rating, 50-year warranty from the manufacturer. It'll outlast shingles, but you're looking at about triple the cost right now.
Triple the cost.
Today's market.
All right.
So 1,500 square or something.
Yeah. Yep.
Because of the
material, the cost of the labor, mm-hmm. There's a lot of different
factors. Does it last longer?
It does.
Okay.
But it's all ice shield underneath as well.
It's ice shield, and I'm actually, what's that red rosin paper? The red rosin, so that the steel, when it gets warm, won't melt and adhere to the felt paper, so the red rosin doesn't stick to the back of the steel, so that when it does move, expand, contract, it doesn't pull anything apart underneath.
So it's like me putting in a vinyl fence. It costs me a little more up front.
Or a bathing suit.
Or a bathing suit.
You need rosin paper for that.
Why did I say that?
All the expanding and contraction. Why
did I? Just moving all around the place.
Expansion and contraction.
Exactly like that.
You don't want to rip any hide off.
It's like me in a bathing
just a
suit.
Why did I bring that up?
Because it's late and we have nothing to talk about.
Red rosin paper.
So it's like me in a bathing suit or me putting on a vinyl fence. It costs a little more up front.
Or spandex.
Or spandex. Keep going, Rich.
But it lasts longer.
Okay. There you go. I think your
it's
mic just
easier to get on.
Mike's Rich mic just malfunctioned for the rest of the show. If our listeners want to reach you and talk to you about your roofing opportunities, how do they do that?
1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
Roy, you had a question. You want to make a comment about a reward, but first, 630, what is the cost to replace a sump pump? Would like to know.
Ooh. Depends what size and
ranges.
Things, but I'd say somewhere between $400 to $600.
Okay, yeah. Which will save you tens of thousands of dollars of cleaning out a basement when your sump pump goes out.
You got to have a sump pump working.
You wanted to talk about an award that you guys recently won?
Well, yeah, we just got back from our industry conference. We do structural support work, or we belong to a network of dealers called Support Works, or headquartered in Omaha, Nebraska, and there's over 130 different structural contractors along this network. And just a shout out to my tribe. They have one award. The big award is the Integrity Award that they award to the company that exemplifies integrity in their marketplace. And PermaSeal won that award this year. So I was so super proud of all our people for earning that award. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to our tribe. Congratulations.
How does it make you feel?
Extremely proud. I have to tell you, I'm proud of our people. It you know, you're among your peers there. You know, yeah. People are in the same business throughout the United States and Canada, and to be recognized for your integrity,
hard work,
and things like hard work, integrity.
40 years, like 40 years, right?
43, but who's counting?
Who counting?
Me.
But yeah, that's right. So anyhow,
congratulations.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. Real quick, Diane and Elgin, you've got a question for Dykstra.
I do. If your heat registers are in the ceiling, is it still necessary to have your ducts cleaned?
Does
that make a difference?
How old is your home?
They're dirty.
15 years.
You probably would want to have it cleaned. They recommend that you clean the ducts every 5 years. Do you have pets, a lot of pets or anything? Or?
No, we had a dog, but no longer.
Okay.
You have a husband?
No.
All right. Well, he could be hairy, Joe. You know, that could be.
Yeah, you probably should have them cleaned.
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
It doesn't matter where
really
the ducts are at.
Because my neighbors keep telling me, oh, you don't have to have that done. Our ducts are in the ceiling. All of our registers are in the ceiling.
Does that make a difference?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, your neighbors don't know what they're talking about, Diane. Yeah. And
does it make a difference who's your neighbor?
I'm calling to get a professional opinion.
Yeah. Damn straight.
Yeah, don't ask your neighbors any questions.
Yeah.
They don't know anything.
You're right. You're right. Thank you so much.
Diane, I'd probably move. But hang on, we're going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product. 312-981-7200.
Just don't listen to him.
Well, the problem is, and they don't stop talking. Marty, you've got a question for Dykstra real quick.
Yes, sir. I have 6-inch pipe coming off my furnace, off my main trunk line, but I have dampers in them all. How do you get your whiff through that damper without disturbing it?
The cross runs we blow out, and then the trunk lines are what get the whip. The whip goes down the main trunk lines. We have blow the air down each vent so that all the dirt goes into the trunk line, and it goes right past the damper. It's not an issue.
Phone number?
1-800-421-3220.
Jen, your cell phone number if anybody wants to reach you to talk to you about anything.
Nope.
No shot. Josh, I've got it. If anybody wants it, just call me. Josh BMO Harris, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
312-835-1289 or joshua.herman@bmo.com.
I tried, Joe. I thought I'd get it. I thought I'd get it through the five hole. It didn't work.
She didn't hesitate.
I know.
Nope.
She gave me his number.
Mike Houston.
No, that's because you asked her for hers earlier.
I'll give you mine. 773-456-6526. There.
She didn't want it.
Mike Houston, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they do that?
1-888-4-ROOFER or 1-888-476-6337 or online at info@lindholmroofing.com.
Roy Spencer, the tribe at PermaSeal, if our listeners want to reach you and your team.
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
MegaPros.com.
See that, John? It's like angels. Like if you say my name, then boom, no matter where you are, I'll do it in the elevator.
I can't wait.
And no matter how many Skittles he has in his mouth while he's chewing and trying to talk on air, it's all great. And you're welcome.
I just got that bag open.
And you're welcome at any time. Well, welcome back.
Well, yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I think we're going to read that Rich had a terrible fall Rich Dykstra's down.
And he just got that hip done.
He just got the hip done. It went out, and there it goes. And here's Jenny. He had a terrible accident. I'm David Hochberg. You want to reach me during the week? Thank you for listening. We'll be back next Saturday, 855-56-DAVID, which is 855-563-2843, or go to 56david.com. Blackhawks hockey coming up at 6 o'clock. My friend Joe Brand has got pregame, and my good friend John Weideman's got the call. Listen to that. They're great. Have a great weekend, everybody. Go Blackhawks.